Hi, I'm Pat McConaughey with an update on supply and demand for nurses in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The number of registered nurses in California grew by nearly 10,000 last year, despite a faltering economy. That according to the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency, which this month released its third annual report for the California Nurse Education Initiative. Agency Assistant Secretary Stephanie Leach says the initiative is modeled after a partnership between the Sutter Health Sacramento Sierra Region and the Los Rios Community College District.
The California Nurse Education Initiative was established by Governor Schwarzenegger in 2005 when he was deciding there something needed to be done to address the nursing shortage in California. He put together a public-private partnership, a $90 million five-year program with the community colleges, expanding educational capacity.
The program also supplies support services for students, including exam preparation and loan forgiveness. Leach says when the initiative was created, the state faced a nursing shortage of 10,000 annually. But the report shows that situation is turning around as thousands more are enrolled in nursing schools.
And in the last 4 years, we've been able to graduate 54% more RNs in California, which is remarkable. And we've increased the faculty by 56%, adding 1,240 faculty members to the state of California. And a very exciting fact is that 23 additional public and private RN programs have been added to the possible programs for students to enroll in California.
One of those successful partnerships is at California State University San Marcos in northern San Diego County, which is offering an entry-level baccalaureate in nursing. Judy Papenhausen, the director of the School of Nursing, says this is important because of the changing demographic in those enrolling in programs.
There's a number of people in the community that now see nursing as a career of choice. But their first choice was some other discipline. And so these are people with a baccalaureate in some other field who wish to come back into nursing and enter and help the workforce issue.
Papenhausen says these students can finish a program in a much shorter period of time because they already completed their general education courses. She adds that this wouldn't be possible without support from the medical community.
Almost all the large players have been sort of underwriting nursing schools in terms of giving them additional money to add additional clinical labs, which has been one of the reasons we've been able to step up the numbers that we've been able to put out.
California now has 647 RNs for every 100,000 people. That's up from 589 RNs, but far behind the national average of 825 registered nurses per 100,000, according to the Workforce Development Agency. David Welch is on the board of the California Nurses Association, a labor union, and an RN in Chico. He says his organization actively works to increase the number of education slots and blames the nursing shortage on inadequate training programs historically.
Nursing is one of those areas where nursing students need a lot of close supervision during their education, particularly during the clinical parts of their education. And so the cost per semester of educating a nursing student in the state college or junior college is a great deal higher than most of the other programs that they have.
Welch says there is a definite improvement in the number and quality of nurse education programs, but that more are needed even during the economic downturn. He and Judy Papenhausen agree that while some of the record number of graduates are having trouble finding jobs, that will only be the case for a very short time.
Many nurses have not retired that would have retired because, again, the economy makes them stay there. I think there's also a downsizing in hospitals just due to the economy because people are not doing nearly the number of elective surgeries that we saw before.
Stephanie Leach of the Workforce Development Agency warns that even in a down economy, nursing education must continue to thrive because the need for RNs will only increase as our population ages. State officials also say we need to educate more than 206,000 additional healthcare professionals by 2014 because the state's population is expected to grow by 13% to 43 million people. This has been a special report from California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or issues you'd like addressed, please email at chl@chcf.org.